economic freedom, choices for the producer to produce what the producer wants to make, choices for the consumer to choose what the consumer wants. It's all about freedom in a market economy. For sure, producers have freedom. That would be probably one of the greatest strengths of a market economy, producer freedom. That if you've got an idea, that you can create that idea, you can run with that idea, and you can make money off that idea. From the consumer perspective, I think that, again, if you think of the United States, think of Myers, the grocery stores, think of the cereal aisle, choices, 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 choices. You can buy anything. The catch with freedom in a market economy is, do you have the economic clout to access the freedom? And that would be relative speaking to the particular person and the particular country. So freedom is a strength of a market economy, but it's limited in a bit on the consumer edge because you don't always have the means to become a part of that whole economic choice thing. In a traditional economy, again, what choice do you have? You're so limited by the lack of choice, by the lack of productivity, that I don't think you have much freedom whatsoever. You are impinged by nature, by war, by all sorts of natural disasters, by a lack of natural resources. So I would say your freedom is very limited. You have the freedom to try to survive. A command economy, no. Freedom is what you don't have. If you have a benevolent situation, or if you are, again, in the correct circle, I guess you would have some kind of freedom within a limited range. But for most people, command means a lack of freedom. It's all at the behest of the dictatorship.